The Big Red Machine, as I understand it, Bob Hunter, a Los Angeles sports writer, first called you the Big Red Machine.
I don't know. A few people have been credited to announcers. You know, they're playing like a machine, a well-oiled machine, and a red machine, a big red machine. Some people have taken credit. Of course, Bob was one of the great writers of our time. He and Jim Murray and Milt Richman in New York and Furman Bisher. These guys, you love to see them because they were fair, they were smart, they were great writers. However the Big Red Machine was, it was moving. It was great, and of course led by one of the greatest people in my life, Sparky.
And about Sparky, I understand he saw Pete Rose one day fielding grounders at third base, and something clicked with him. If I put Pete there, then everything else began to fall into place with you and Tony Perez, Lee May, Bobby Tolan, and he built on that.
Well, he was in left field when George Foster, we traded for George Foster, and he said, Pete, I want you to take some ground balls at third base. I want you to move to third base because I want to put George in left field. And he said, well, when are you going to do that? And he said, tomorrow. So here's Pete moving to all-star at five different positions. Nothing fazed him. Nothing. I mean, you wanted him to do it? Hell, he'd bust his butt doing it. I mean, it was just the way it is. I played every position but short, second, and pitched. Sparky gave me a chance to play in the outfield, which was always a liability. He gave me a day off catching, but I was still out playing in the field. But if you asked Pete, can he catch, he would have caught. It didn't matter to him. All he cared about was playing baseball. He loved it.
Sparky Anderson, some comments about him. He was born in Bridgewater, South Dakota. Moved on to Los Angeles when he was 8 years old. He became a big figure in your life?
First day of spring training, I had met him instructionally. I guess I was about 18, and he said, young man, come here. I said, yes, sir. He said, let me see that glove. He just, wow, he's doing a great job. So then we talked in the winter, but the first day he came as manager, I came out of the locker room first day in spring training. Sparky stopped me and said, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. He said, what would you think if we took infield over there and we took extra batting ball in this field and then we took pitcher's practice on that field and we did this on that field? And it was like I had a warmth just go up my body. And I was like, he thinks I have a brain. And for the first time, I really felt like a professional. Because all the time you're dictated to by a manager, by rules, or by organizations. It didn't matter to me because a manager shouldn't make a lot of difference. A manager can make decisions, but it's your job to go on the field every day and manage yourself. But he asked me that, and he asked me throughout my entire career with him. He would talk to me about situations and people. He would call Pete, Joe, and Tony in and myself and ask about a player. What do you think if we traded for this guy? We'd say no, or we'd say yes, because we were as good a talent judgers as anybody. We talked about his family. He called me in privately and talked about, you know, his sons and some of the things that was going on. And then when he got on the field, you know, a great manager, he got the respect because he made decisions he already knew two or three innings ahead. And when it came time to pull the trigger and do something, and he allowed me total freedom in changing pitchers. I'd look over at the dugout and he'd go get somebody warmed up. I'd walk in the dugout after an inning. I said, he's all right, I think, for maybe one more, but I'd be very careful. Or I'd walk in and say, he's done, get somebody in. He never really questioned. He never questioned, I don't think, one time ever, my decisions. Because I was there. I knew what he had. I knew how he was throwing. I knew his sharpness. He was just a man that you learned to respect as a friend, as a manager, as a mentor. And, you know, I just loved the guy.